We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
He's talking tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. In for a treat today. If you like left-handed swingers who can hit the ball hard, we're talking to Philip Matulia. Hey there, Phil. Thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, no problem. Appreciate it.
Yeah, if you're used to coming to games, you're probably used to Philip Matulia. Do you hear that before you bat?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I hear the big loud too, yeah, okay. And I love it.
Okay,
love
good. It. So, do you have walk-up music?
I do. I have Houston, which is where I'm from.
Right.
It's just like a song that the Texans played for a playoff run back in the earlier 2000s. And then I have Crank That Soldier Boy. So there's some good stuff.
Who sings Crank That Soldier Boy?
Soldier Boy does.
Okay. Yeah. You couldn't find any Merle Haggard or Charlie Pride songs?
No, my dad doesn't really like it, but, you know, it's something to amp me up.
It's a different generation. Absolutely.
Exactly.
You appear to be rather amped lately. Bulldogs are 36-14. They're 22-8 in the league. Congratulations on the Western Division Championship, and all that's good. But my main question is, and what people want to know, why'd you shave your beard off?
It was tough to do. You know, I struggled down at FIU a little bit. And then didn't get a hit at LSU. I just really wasn't liking the vibe of the team. And I just thought I needed a change to try to help out the squad. And it seemed to have worked a little bit. I mean, I struggled a little bit this weekend, but finally got some hits on Sunday. And so I'm going to keep the stirrups up as well.
Oh, good.
I had to make that change on Sunday.
I like that. We still got the long hair.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I like you with the beard because it's kind of like having a biblical character on the team.
Right,
you had kind of a prophet look about you. Do you know if you were named after Philip of the Bible?
I was, yes, sir. 1L, St. Philip. I have a Catholic family, so very biblical family.
Yeah, there's another Philip in there. It was Philip the Evangelist. That's not the same Philip. You're Philip, one of the original 12.
Yes.
And then there were two Philips who were Herod's sons. I guess Herod ran out of names. But you don't want to be named after one of those.
No,
King
sir.
Herod was in the... He's somebody you want to 10-run rule.
Right.
What does your dad do for a living, speaking of the Bible?
So, my dad was the campus minister at my high school, St. Thomas High School in Houston, Texas. And when I graduated, he started working for a Catholic nonprofit organization. that they kind of help with, like, marriage counseling, pregnancy counseling, stuff along those lines.
Okay, so you're making a big difference down there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you been raised to, you're at Mass on Sundays,
yes,
is that
sir.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. And when I can't make it, I do the team
chapel
in the mornings.
Y'all had a pretty strong one a couple of weeks ago with a gentleman from the Armed Forces.
Yes, yeah, over in, when we were up in Middle Tennessee, mm-hmm. he was the guy that dropped off the lone survivor people.
And what Coach Burrows said, it was very dynamic. I haven't talked to a player yet, but my understanding, it was just chills.
I caught myself, like, not breathing during the talk. It was absolutely insane. Just absolute silence, just listening to his story. It was definitely one of a kind story.
Yeah, people are fascinating. They are. And speaking of, this is baseball, which puts it in perspective, what he was doing and what y'all were doing. But the good Lord has given y'all this great place to play, a lot of fans. You got a good team. What is it about this group that's special? You've played on some really good teams, some state championship teams, and what's different about this group?
I think we really have everything that kind of clicks, you know. We have a great lineup. We have a great pitching staff. I think our relievers are doing a good job this season, but, you know, everyone can always do better. And I think we really bond as a team. We have a group of guys, a group of, you know, older guys that have taken all the younger guys under their wings. And we've really come together as a team, and we get a lot of team wins in there.
What do you think of this park that they're getting to play in?
Oh, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just really anything you would ever want to ask for playing at this field. It's absolutely beautiful.
Can the fans make a difference here this next week at the during the tournament?
100%. I mean, I think you can see that when we do have lots of fans and they get involved, it really adds a spark to our team. You know, at Marshall weekend, there really wasn't a lot of fans here, and you can see how that kind of made the games kind of lackluster, and I really think it adds a great impact.
It's a long season. As much as you love to play the game, you can lose some juice.
Right.
And get kind of complacent, and it makes a big dip. I was here Sunday. I was here with some people who had never been. They were overwhelmed by the park. And then y'all really, you know, let loose with, I think, a 5-run inning, a 7-run inning late to run rule UTSA. What was the word like when you got the word in the dugout that Southern Miss had lost and you got a chance to be champs?
I actually heard it first out in right field. Along the 10s, they just yelled out. They said, FAU beat Southern Miss.
Okay.
So me and T.Y. kind of looked at each other and we're like, all right, we got to get it done. And we came back in the dugout and just, yeah, the whole dugout got amped and we kind of just, you know, took it from there.
Yeah, T.Y. would be the second baseman. You're in right field. So y'all are good buddies. And he doesn't need to know that Southern Miss won or lost. He's going to kind of play the same way
right,
all the time.
Right.
But aren't there a lot of guys on the team like that just kind of stay sort of amped?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think you can see that Hunter Wells is a hitting machine. He's going to do his job whether, you know, we're up by 20 or down by 20. I mean, he's going to do his thing. And, I mean, everyone on the team, we all play our hardest every game. It's not like no one's ever – going out there trying to get out, or pitchers aren't trying to give up walks. I mean, we're all going to give it our all.
Right. If you struggle out of the pen, which the Bulldogs have lately, nobody's going up there trying to lose a game or walk a guy.
Exactly.
And you've been a pitcher before.
Yes, sir.
Do you think was there ever a time when you said, God, wish he'd give me the ball?
Yeah, I mean, so coming into the fall, I actually had a little wrist issue. And I wasn't able to hit at the time, so I was like, Coach, you know, what do you think about me getting a pin in? And he kind of blew me off. And then he finally gave me the opportunity to get a bullpen in, and it went really well. So I pitched most of the fall. Mm-hmm. And then when I was starting to hit again, I felt like I was a lot more valuable in the lineup than on the mound. So I kind of gave that up to just focus on hitting. But, I mean, I'm always down for the opportunity to get on the mound again.
Well, when you were a freshman in 19, you caught some games.
Yes, sir.
That's what you came here to do. How have you ended up now and evolved into being in right field?
Right. So I came in as a catcher. I played outfield in high school. I didn't start catching until my junior year of high school. But I came in as a catcher. And then two knee surgeries later, I'd broken some cartilage in my knee. Had to get that repaired. Had to get that replaced, and after all those, I just wasn't really the same squatting down all those innings. Yep. So I just made the transition to the outfield, and it's been good for me.
Yeah, you get another bat in there. Plus, you got Hassler and Corona
right
holding it down back there, doing a good job. You bat from the left side. Did you always just pick up a bat, and your dad said, let's try it this side, or do you recall that ever batting righty?
No, yeah, I've been that way my whole life. I come from a big baseball family.
Yes, you do.
So my oldest...
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us something about
that. Yeah, the bloodline is... I have two cousins that played in the minor leagues, Matt and John Matulia. Mm-hmm. They're from Florida. And then my dad played college baseball at Radford. My uncle, his brother, played at the Citadel, mm-hmm. Mike Matulia. And Mark Matulia, his other brother, played at Georgia Tech. And then my oldest brother played at UTSA. Mm-hmm. And he started batting left-handed when my dad was teaching us, you know, to swing and stuff. He just picked up left-handed, and we all kind of just followed in line. So, I mean, it was good for me. I enjoy it.
You've been good for a long time in high school. I think you were All-State twice. Y'all won state championship when you were a junior. St. Thomas, the mascot was what?
The Eagles.
What were y'all's colors?
Red and white.
Do you remember the state championship game when you were a junior?
I do, yeah. It was actually Lamb, the shortstop for UTSA, who we just played. He was on the Beaumont-Kelly team, who we beat in that state championship game. And I actually had a conversation with him on second about it. He was like, Matulia, why does that sound familiar? I was like, well, I went to St. Thomas. He goes, you took that ring from me, didn't you? I was like, yeah.
Good.
So it wasn't a very competitive game. We kind of, we run ruled them, but it was awesome. It was a one of a kind experience.
Y'all were 35 that year. The next year you were all state again. What happened in state playoffs?
We ran into a really good Liberty Christian team. We played them in the semifinal game in Crosby, and they were stacked that year. We didn't get the best of a start from our pitcher, and they kind of hit the ball around. So it is what it is. They were a good squad.
It's funny how you can forget a Marshall game that you played 3 weeks ago, but you'll always remember the state championship
right,
game.
Right, exactly.
Speaking of remembering, you got a couple more minutes?
Yes, sir.
We're out here at the park, and Phillip's talking a little before – practice. Of course, the Bulldogs are going to play ODU Thursday and Friday, and then the tournament starts. We're talking on a Wednesday, a week and a couple hours from now, when y'all play Lamb and UTSA, and them again.
Yes,
hopefully,
sir.
You can have some more conversations with them when you're on second.
Right.
When you're on second base, your first series as a Bulldog. Do you remember? Because I do.
My first series as a Bulldog.
The first games y'all had, that would be 2019. Y'all went to Hammond and played Southeastern.
Yes, yes, yes.
Got behind big, three straight games, came back and won. Mm-hmm. I think scored double digits every game. But you didn't play that weekend.
No, I did not.
And how did that – you're a two-time All-Stater, and now you're not playing.
Right.
How did the two years ago, Phillip Matulia, how did that make that guy feel?
I mean, it was definitely a – it was a change, obviously. You know, having started for 4 years in high school on varsity, and then coming in and not seeing the field. But I mean, it was really just impressive to see the way our team played. I mean, obviously, when you win all three games, mm-hmm. something's working, so you don't really need to be playing. But it was an adjustment, and I think I've grown a lot since that. Mm-hmm. And it's really forced me to become a better player, to get in that lineup and stay there.
I was wondering if that's how it worked in your competitive brain. Was we have, you know, there's a lot of good players here,
yes,
and
sir.
I can play, but
yeah.
I gotta keep grinding.
For sure.
Has there been anything in your approach, bat hitting, that's changed over the last 2 years? Just, you know, now you're seeing college pitchers. You're hanging around Hunter and Taylor mm-hmm. and Parker and other guys who can rake. So tell me how your approach has changed.
My philosophy has always been to stay inside the ball ever since I was, you know, in eighth grade. And obviously it's a lot harder to stay inside those, you know, 94 mile an hour fastballs in mm-hmm. your kitchen. But, I mean, really it's just mm-hmm. trying to watch film, see what the pitchers are doing to you, and think through the at-bats. You know, I got Parker in front of me, left-handed hitter. If they have a righty on the mound, Hunter's also hitting mm-hmm. left-handed. Cole's in there. So I just watch their at-bats, see how the pitchers are throwing them, and then think through what they're going to throw me.
You're watching film, like you say, really grinding, and Wells just say he wants to know how fast the guy's throwing.
Yeah, Wells doesn't care. He just goes up there swinging.
But he's a different kind of dude.
Oh, for sure.
Eye-hand-wise, and Lane has talked about how he hadn't coached many guys that have got that kind of eye-hand coordination.
Right.
Does it make you just want to slap him around sometimes because you're working so hard to improve your hitting and he just seems to roll out of bed?
It's kind of funny. So, actually, Hunter's my roommate here in Ruston.
Okay.
Him and Nick Ellis. And he you may not think he like works hard or thinks about a swing, but he hits all the time. Me and him hit on the off days. So he puts in the work. It's just he doesn't want to watch film. He doesn't want to know how the guys are throwing you. He's just going to go up there, see the ball, and hit the ball, and use his skills.
Yeah, some guys overthink, and some guys don't.
Right,
Yogi exactly. Berra said you can't think and hit at the same time. It's just whatever works.
Yes, sir.
Whatever works for you. You're tied for sixth on a team that's one of the best hitting teams in the country. In average, in hits, in homers, RBIs, slugging, I think you're fifth in on-base percentage. Are you good with where you are as far as the numbers go with considering who all's around you? Because you've got big numbers,
right,
and they've got just percentage points.
Oh, right. I mean, I know we have a fantastic hitting lineup. I try not to really look at the numbers. I'm just trying to do what I can to help the team get wins. You know, it's all about the W's. And, you know, if I happen to, you know, go off one weekend and jump those numbers up, that's fine. If I don't do so well and we win, that's also fine.
Y'all have been good about different guys jumping up, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Hunter was really cool a couple of weeks ago, and he's been just ripping it up.
Right.
So is Cole. You were going through an 0-14 streak. I don't know if you knew this or not, until UTSA got 2-for-3 the other day. When you get around 0-for-8 or 0-for-9 and you hit a couple hard, they don't pay off, did your mindset change this weekend at all, or do you just know that's baseball?
No, yeah. I mean, there were some times, I remember at the LSU game, I hit a rope down the right field line and the first baseman snagged it. Probably would have been a triple, but I mean, I just come off the field laughing, like, come on. I mean, I kind of needed that one. But no, like I said, going into Sunday, I pulled my pants up, which I haven't worn my pants up in years, and I pulled them up, and I was like, come on, baseball gods, help me out today, and they did. So, I'm gonna keep that up for sure.
One of them was a rip between first and second. Where'd the other hit go?
It was down the left field. It was kind of a little flare job that really got me going. So
beautiful.
I'll take it.
Anything special the guys are talking about, hey, we need to do this or that to, you know, win the tournament or go deep this postseason?
I mean, we don't really like to look too far ahead, but I think as long as we just play our game, pitch our guys and keep on hitting the ball, I think we can really make a run in the tournament and even in a regional.
Okay, before I let you go, do you have a dog?
Back home in Houston, my parents do, but not here.
What kind of animal?
It's a little poodle schnauzer mix. Okay. His name is Flash.
Are you good? Do you like, I'm guessing y'all have already always grown up with dogs.
Yes sir.
Okay. Have you ever had a big dog?
Yes, we had a black lab before Flash.
I never thought I'd have a little dog, but the advantage of little dogs, you can pick Flash up and carry him around with you,
which you
can't do with a lab.
No,
they're generally just meant to love you and you love them, and they ain't gonna go get your slippers for you or nothing like
right,
that.
Right. No.
All right, does Flash just live the life?
Oh, he lives. He's so spoiled. We let him. He'll get outside, run around. He always come back. But yeah, he's crazy.
How many gloves have you got?
Well, as far as like positional gloves.
Right.
So let's see. I had a catcher glove my freshman year. Then I got a first baseman's mitt and a catcher's mitt my sophomore year. I got an outfield glove and pitching glove this year.
So you got at least five gloves.
Five gloves, yeah.
How many bats you got?
Woo! A lot.
Can't have enough.
Too many to count, yeah. Too many.
And have you gotten faster since your surgery?
Oh, 100%. I mean, catching, you don't really worry about speed, and because it's not really a part of your game to be fast in any way. But once I was done catching, I knew I needed to work on speed, and once my knee finally got healthy, I went out in the outfield, it kind of just came to me that I'm actually sort of fast, you know, and I've...
So you even surprised yourself?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think I surprised myself. I surprised the team. I surprised the coaches. They were like, damn, you're actually sort of fast, Phil.
I think you had a triple. It might have been in the season opening series against Southern. I can't remember. But all of a sudden, you were on third, and I had to look down to make sure that was you. I mean, not that you were slow.
Right.
But you got another gear now.
Yeah, I do, for sure. I think this knee surgery is really helping me out.
Thank you, medicine.
Yes.
All right, before I let you go, throwing, running, hitting, playing the field, do you have a favorite part of the game? Our cracking jokes in the dugout, that's another part. It's hard
yeah,
to be
I mean, just being around the guys.
Fellas.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite part. But, you know, I love every aspect of the game. I love to hit. I love to play defense. I love to throw. You know, whatever I need to do to help the team.
Well, it shows. It shows all y'all do. So thanks for taking the time to talk to the fans. Best wishes. See it and hit it, and we'll see you Thursday and Friday.
Yes, sir. Thank you very
much. Go Dawgs. Thanks, Philip.
See ya.
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy.
The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.